Blog Talk Radio.
About this gorgeous fall day. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and before we go into the topic at hand for this evening, I'm also going to read a couple of contributions from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, which is one of the books that I am honored to be one of the authors of that book. But I want to give gratitude to the Heiser family, Marty and his beautiful wife, Christina, for having me as their guest last night at the Bridgeport Rescue Mission Banquet down in Stanford. It was an amazing event. It was well attended. It was over 450 people, and I was so honored to witness that and to see that people are still creating legacies and people are still giving to make a difference in other people's lives. So I want to thank the Heiser family for having me. I met Kathy there as well and some more amazing people. Kathy is I think the managing director for Women Who Launch. And I'm looking forward to talk with her. And who knows, you might probably hear her here on the show one of these days. So for that, I am so grateful that I was privileged to be among all those distinguished people last night. So again, today we will be speaking on the topic of self-care tips for your body and soul. Self-care tips for your body and soul. So while I continue to do the housekeeping, I want you to get your pen and pads so you can write some notes down for yourself. Because this is the time when you need to understand about taking proper care of yourself. The weather is changing and all of that stuff. We are going to be inside more and all of that. So we got to figure out what are some of the healthy things that we can begin to do. So the number you can call in is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. 6. I want to read Davy Koch's entry into the book Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And the title for this entry reads, Right Here, Right Now. Every morning on my front porch, with a good cup of coffee, I thank the universe for everything I have. Every night before I go to sleep, I thank the universe for providing me everything good in my life. I can do this because 6 years ago, in October 2005, the doctors were wrong. The people closest to me were right. I was right. I am grateful for each and every day because I was told I wouldn't have too many more. I am grateful for the sun in my eyes, the rain on my face, the breeze that carries the smells of life to me and around me. I am grateful for the people in my life who know when to push and when to stop. I am grateful for the ability, the strength, and the courage to stand on my own. I am grateful to be alive right here, right now. And you know, I don't know Davy Koch personally, but something tells me both he and his family has been putting a lot of attention into self-care. And I want to read one more. And the topic is a legacy of passionate pursuit. And this is by Bonnie Ebsen Jackson. My parents passed on at the ages of 90 and 95. I could just stop right here, but I'm grateful for more than their longevity. They instilled in me a sense of personal quest. Find something you love to do and pursue it your whole life. It will define and redefine you, Dad told me. Growing up in a celebrity household, I am grateful that none of the 7 Ebsen children ever got in trouble with the law, messed up with drugs, or brought shame to our family through descendant living. I am grateful that my mother was the kind of woman who bent down and looked you in the eyes and clearly stated what kind of behavior she expected from you. While the culture around us seemed to employ, our family had a subculture of its own. We comported ourselves with grace. We avoided the kind of bad acts that could find their way into the headlines. And we never gave up learning. That's why, in my 50s, I returned to school to get my bachelor's degree in psychology. This legacy of passion, net pursuit, has been easy, but I can't imagine another way to live. Thank you, Bonnie. I want to welcome guests 4793 to the show. Today we will be speaking on the topic of self-care tips for your body and soul. So if you had not yet done so, please grab a pen and paper so you can jot some notes down. And if you have any questions, you can either call in or you can type it in the chat room, guest 4793, and I will do my best to answer it for you. So welcome to the show. Self-care tips for your body and soul. If you have any questions pertaining to anything I mentioned, you are welcome to call me 646-915-8166. When you call, you must press the number 1 so I will know you have a question and you are not just listening to the show. So, self-care tips for your body and soul. Majority of these that I'm sharing with you are the things that I've been doing consistently for the past 2.5 years. I have just reinvented my lifestyle and I am the better for it. So, the first thing I want to talk about is, what are you doing the first thing in the morning when you wake up? For me, the first thing I do, I read my Bible or my devotional, and I pray or meditate. After that, I get my hot water with lemon juice or apple cider vinegar. And what that is actually doing, it is alkalizing my body. After I do that, I take my probiotic. And the next thing I do is I drink my juice, my green juice, if I'm doing green that week, or whatever juice I'm making that week. So I drink my juice. And later on, I have my green tea. Okay? I alternate my green tea with half a teaspoon of cinnamon and half a teaspoon of freshly grated nutmeg in hot water. Sometimes I'm doing that. Sometimes I do the green tea. I just alternate and I mix those up. Okay? So that's just my ritual for self-care in the morning. You might choose to do something differently, but whatever it is that you do, that's what I do in the morning. And after that, then I go, I get a shower, and I get dressed to do what it is that I want to do. Okay? Number 2, I want to point out to you, stop overthinking. There are a lot of us that we are overthinking. We are on overtime. The one thing that has become so clear to me is the fact that I do not need to have all the answers. Life is a riddle. So I'm not trying to have all the answers to the riddles that life presents me every day. Each and every day I wake up, life is unfolding before my very eyes. I'm discovering new things on this journey that I've been on 64 years. I'm still observing and discovering new things. So I've learned to just be still and take this adventure. I know not just for myself, but for other people that I know personally. Overthinking is what gets us in trouble all the time. When you spend your time overthinking, you're actually missing out on all the rewarding things that's happening on the journey. And you really cannot take advantage of those things because you are spending so much time thinking about the things that you have no control over. So just learn to just let it be, okay? Hello, Doc Vaj. It's good to see you, my sister. Haven't seen you in a while. I pray all is well with you. Today we are talking about self-care tips for your body and soul. The next thing I want to point out to you on this journey, accept what is. Stop pushing it. What I mean by that, yes, you have goals, you set your goals, and there are times when we need to reinvent ourselves. But let's look on relationships, for example. There are a lot of times we are pushing that which is over. And we must come to the realization and know that when the season is over, it's over. You kiss it and release it and move on. Because so long as we hold on to the old, we are not going to be receptive of the new. So, sometimes we have to accept things just as they are, even when we don't know why such and such happens. But just love it and release it and free yourself up. Take a breather and said, you know, I don't know why this is happening, but I'm trusting the universe that this is the right thing for me right now. The next thing I want to point out is the importance of being still. I know for us as women, we are always on overtime. We are busy, 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 so busy. And in this role of busyness, we are neglecting ourselves. We are busy looking about everyone and everything else around us. And the most important person, who is self, we neglect that person and we are not taking care of that person. So be still. Find out what it is you enjoy. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe you just want to sit down and put your feet up. You probably want to listen to some music. You probably just want to just be. So just be still. When I take quiet times, I enjoy having a journal next to me because a lot of times, in deep meditation, there's something that will be revealed to you, and you want to document it. Okay, let me just read something that came from the chat room. Very appropriate. My new planetary focus is self perseverance, which begins and ends with authentic self love. Very, very good. I want to read that for the people who are going to be listening. On the archive, this writing came from the chat room. Very appropriate. My new planetary focus is self-preservation, which begins and ends with authentic self-love. Thank you so much, Doc Vaj, because everybody's out there busy loving other people, and they don't know how to love themselves. And this is why I like that. Until we can give authentic self-love, we are not in a position to love another. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that input in the conversation. You know, a lot of times in the stillness, we can just go for a walk in the woods, go sit in the garden. You know, we can get a bench and we can just sit in the garden and just be out there, you know, enjoying the foliage. It's fall time, and enjoying the foliage and the winds and listen to the birds sing. Just be still. Just be still. It is not a shame for you to take that time. It is a great investment in your self-care. Stop comparing yourself with others. Don't compare yourself with others. Don't compete with others. And don't complain about others. So don't compete, don't compare, and don't complain. The reason I'm pointing those out, we are good just the way we are. We are an authentic person. We are a spiritual being having a human experience. So we are perfect just the way we are. Why don't we embrace that? Love who we are. And once we begin to love who we are going to be exuding that powerful, authentic self-love that Dr. Vaj wrote about. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what we will begin to attract with us. That's what we are going to begin to attract to us. You know, there are people out there who keep attracting the wrong people. And I want you to examine yourself. Look at the behavior that you're putting out there. And you'll see the answer. And I'm not telling you to criticize you. I'm just helping you to be more aware of the messages that you're sending out and why we are attracting the young, the wrong people. Don't be jealous of others because you are wealthy. Don't watch what other people have. If there's someone that you can compliment their vision, offer them and do so. But doing so is not going to lessen your ability. It will just elevate you. It is okay to collaborate cooperatively with others. And it's not going to be taking away anything from you. So there's no reason for you to be jealous about somebody else because you are all good by yourself. You got everything that you need to have to do that which you were called to do. Create joyful rituals for yourself. What do you enjoy doing? Do you enjoy arts and crafts? Do you enjoy anything in the arts? Dancing? Drawing? What is it you enjoy doing? Create those joyful rituals for yourself. Because you love yourself, you enjoy being in your company. I know that a lot of people are terrified to be by themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not enjoy our own company, what do you expect from others? We must enjoy our own company. And when we begin to enjoy our company, then others will start to enjoy our company as well. So what are the rituals? You're writing a love letter to your loved ones. You're arranging flowers. You're writing recipe. You're writing music. You're doing dancing. What it is? Are you creating different gourmet dishes so you can surprise your family each day when they come in? What are those joyful rituals that you enjoy? Create a list for yourself. And that is going to be a legacy that you can leave when you are not here. I want to break here and mention something as I spoke about legacy. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago when I spoke to that lady. I went to school with the lady, is now 67 years old. And she began telling me some things that my mother had done for her. My mother died when I was 13 years old. So for me now at this age in my 60s, and to be hearing with excitement in this lady's voice as she shared about the joy that my mother had brought her as a child, I cried. But they were tears of joy. I got an affirmation during that conversation that the legacies that we create way outlive us. So examine yourself. Look at the legacies that you are creating. What are some of the joyful rituals that you are creating? Share them with others, because people will store them away in the archives of life. And when you are no longer here, they are going to go in those archives and they are going to retrieve them. So don't be selfish with the joyful rituals that you are developing. Take action that scare you. What do I mean by that? A lot of times we'll be working on projects and, oh my God, we haven't the slightest clue how this is going to unfold. That is all right, because you know what I know from personal experience? When this happens, I know that Daddy is in charge. When it's easy and everything falls into place, that's Daphne's stuff. But when it is challenging and I don't know and I'm shaking in my boots and I'm sitting up in the middle of the night wondering what's going to happen, and I wake up tomorrow morning and all of a sudden I have a peace and a calm within me, I know that God is in charge of that which I'm doing. And I want to tell you to do the same thing. That you're stepping out to do, make sure that it scares you. Such a tough one, because people don't want to be scared. People want to make sure everything is smooth sailing. And when the thing is scary, people have a million and one excuses why they have to wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. Because they think, because they're scared and they don't have the answer up front, the Lord is not with it. And they are thinking, oh, I got to wait on the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to have all the pieces in place to start what you are called to do. So be scared, but do it anyhow. What they say, feel the fear and do it anyhow. How? Cherish friends and loved ones. As an entrepreneur, I am here to tell you that sometimes your friends are easier to cherish than your biological family. Because your family, they don't understand entrepreneurship. They don't understand what you're doing. They see everybody else in the family doing X, Y, Z. And yet here you are, want to do DYX. You got to keep doing. If you know that's what you're called to do, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Find a couple of friends who you can confide in. Get a mentor. Get a coach. Get a role model. Collaborate into partnerships that will help you to get your goal going. Don't be angry or upset with your loved ones when they don't support you. Just keep at it. Don't complain to them about the result you're getting. Just keep working at it. Just keep working at it. That's why you need friends that you can cherish, who will help you to develop plan A and then an option B and C and D. So that if A doesn't work, you still have three more to help you through. So it is very important to have friends that you can cherish. And they are there for you through thick and thin. Shoulder to cry on, somebody to laugh with. Whatever season you're in, your dear friends will be there for you. Know your strengths. I know from working with different caliber of people that a lot of people focus on the areas that they need to improve, or as they call them, area of weaknesses. But I'm here to tell you that you're all approaching it incorrectly. I know when I focus on my strengths, they become better, and before long, they override those areas which I needed to work on. So instead of focusing on your weaknesses or areas that need improvement, begin to focus on your strength. You got to know that the few weaknesses you have, they are so needy. And once you continue to give too much energy on them, then you're going to find out that they are like showing up more and they are becoming bigger because you're giving them a lot of energy and they are expanding. So instead, focus on your strengths, and those strengths will then override those weaknesses or area of improvement. And before long, you are going to have an empty clipboard with areas that you need to work on. You heard me at the beginning of the show speaking about doing my green, drinking my green juice and all of that. One of the things I began doing maybe 2 years, 2.5 years ago was to increase my intake of raw foods. So 90% of my diet now consists of raw food and juices. And I am here to tell you that's the best investment I could have done for me. I'm not telling you to become a vegetarian or a vegan or whatever. I'm just telling you what works for me. But the one thing I will encourage you to do is to check it out. Check it out and see if it is something that you like. I tell you, every morning when I wake up and I wash my vegetables and make my juice, I tell you, I just juice the amount I want for each serving. So it is really, really fresh. And I tell you, it is so much energy that is going in my body. And people ask me, oh, but don't you miss your bacon and egg and toast like that? The truth is, no, I don't. I really don't. But if that's what floats your boat, you can start gradually to include some juice in your diet while you release some of the other things that you are eating. If you are just joining, we are talking about self-care tips for your body and soul. The number to call is 646-915-8166. If you have a contribution that you would like to give, if you call in, please press the number 1 so I know that you're not just listening, but you have a question or a comment. Reduce and eliminate animal products. Now, for me, it was easy because I live alone. So I just buy what it is that I want to eat. I know for people who have family members, and especially if they have children, that is challenging to do. But you do your best. I tell you, if you make the recipes attractive and tasty, your family is going to be eating them. And for those of you who are still eating meat, I encourage you to read up about it and make sure you are not eating meat that has a lot of hormones in it. Yes. It takes a little time to educate ourselves, but our life is dependent on it. My life is dependent on it, and your life is dependent on it. So take the time to read the labels. Read the labels so you know what's in there. Don't only look on the price to see that it's cheaper. Because it's cheaper does not mean that it is better. We deserve the best. We deserve to eat the best. But you got to be committed to doing that. You know, earlier on this evening, I went to the funeral of a dear friend, Jeanette, and I was sitting there by myself, and a lady, Joyce, came over and was talking to me, and I was so happy that she came and spoke with me, and I told her thanks for reaching out to me. And she's a yoga instructor, and I told her I want her to be on the show to talk about the advantages of yoga. But she used to be on Wall Street, and after 9/11 and the massive commute she was doing from Connecticut into New York, she decided that she had enough in the bank to, when I mean in the bank, not monetary bank, but time on the job, that she could retire. So she retired from Wall Street and went and studied yoga. So now she is teaching yoga. And I tell you, I can't wait to begin to go to that class, because I've not been doing too much exercise. I've been doing some walking here and there, but not half enough as I'm supposed to do. And we know how important regular exercise is. I didn't not even get to ride my bike this year yet. So whatever it is that you're doing for exercise, be consistent with it. Be consistent with it, because you are going to be better off in the long run. Now, this one I'm sending out for the believers, or Christians, or Christ followers. Not because you are walking with that label in your forehead, do not allow anyone to walk over you. A lot of people, because they are Christians, they think they must just become a doormat for the world. And people will even draw it to your attention. Well, oh, you're a Christian. How you say this and you say that? Listen. Because you are a Christian, that is what gives you the right to stand up for yourself. So don't allow people to walk over you. You have the right to speak up for yourself. You have the right to be respected. You don't have to demand respect. Based on how you conduct your life, you will earn the respect. So long as you conduct yourself and you maintain your morals and values, people have clarity about who you are when it comes down to your morals and your values. People don't have to say, oh, well, Daphne is this way today and tomorrow she's going to be the other way. I am consistent in who I am. So there are no mixed messages out there. And I want for you to examine yourself the same way. So when people attempt to walk over you, you can draw it to their attention and let them know. I'm not sure if this is what your intentions are. However, this is what I observe your behavior towards me is. And, you know, talk about it and come to a respectful resolution. But don't allow anyone to walk over you. Not because you're a Christian or a Christ follower. No, no, no. The next thing I want to point out to you in this journey of self-care is the importance of forgiving yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, forgive yourself. Forgive yourselves. Forgive yourselves. It is very important. It does not matter what we have done in life and how we mess up. Daddy already forgave us. However, we keep holding on to all the things that we have done because we think that, oh, God is not going to love me anymore. And, oh, he's not this and he's not that. Listen, guys. God always loves us unconditionally. He went on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood. And that blood has cleansed us already. So you don't have to walk around with any baggage and big boulders on your back straining you down. Drop it. Shake your shoulders. And live a free life. Because you're free. So begin to soar like eagles. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Don't hold on to malice and grudge. Listen, anything, when somebody has done anything to me, it's a pleasure for me to call them to it. Call them to it. And to let them know that, oh, I don't know if this is what you intended, but this is what I observe. Get clarity, and then you release it and let it go. Stay away from negative people. Listen, what they say, water seeks its own level. Water seeks its own level. So if you are around negative people, before long, you are going to be negative too. Gossiping, complaining about what other people do, what other people have. Don't do it. Don't get involved in that. It is not going to be helping you. So stay away from negative people. And you don't be a negative person either. Don't be a negative person. People don't want to be around negative people. People don't want to be around people who are always complaining, people who don't have anything good to say about anyone. The same reason why you are to stay away from those negative people, or the same reason you need to observe in your life and know that I don't want to portray these attitudes because people are going to be staying away from me. They won't want to be around me. So don't be a negative person, because you are going to be only exuding negative vibrations and negative energy. And that is going to be very stressful, both to you and to others who are around you. Don't be one of those people who is always watching the soap opera. I know one lady shared with me that she knows this lady. She takes her children to the school bus in the mornings. And she has like rollers or whatever she puts in her hair. And she says she thinks that lady is watching too much television, because when the school bus comes back, the lady is in the same like house dress and everything. And she's like annoyed about it, because she says all day the kids are gone and come back, and she comes there to the school bus to get them again the same way that she was there in the morning. So if you're one of those people who is continually on the television watching the soap operas and everything, you got to wean yourself off of that. I want to welcome guest 5521 to the show. Today we are talking about self-care tips for our body and soul. And so far we have gone over, stop overthinking, accept what is and stop pushing it, the importance of being still, stop comparing yourselves with others, and I mentioned there, stop complaining, stop comparing, and stop competing with others. I spoke also about creating joyful rituals. I mentioned about taking actions that makes you scared. Cherish your friends. Know your strengths. I spoke about eating more greens in your diet. I also mentioned about reducing animal products. I talk about exercising regularly. I also went over, don't let people walk over you, especially for those people who are believers and Christian. Forgive yourself, whatever it is that you have done in your life. God has already forgave you. You need to stop holding on to it, and you need to begin forgiving yourself. Stay away from negative people is one of the other areas I spoke about, as well as you don't need to be a negative person, because people are not going to be wanting to be around you. And I'm now talking about watching the television too much. So there are certain things that we must wean ourselves from when we are beginning to take care of ourselves. One of the other thing too, as I talk about television, is the social media. There are a lot of people who are spending too much time on the social media. So you watch yourself and see what it is you are doing. The next thing I want to talk about is allow yourself to feel what you are feeling. Know that your feelings are other emotions. They are yours. own the experience and learn the lesson from the experience. So why are you angry? Why are you upset? Take the time to analyze that and own that experience. Don't be blaming somebody else for what you are going through, because that is your experience. You created that experience. You attracted that experience. Somebody else did not do it. So step back, take a deep breath, and own up to your experiences, your feelings, whatever it is. All right, what am I experiencing right now? Why am I feeling this? Talk to yourself about it. Breathe deep. You heard me mention about the funeral I went today and met the lady who is the yoga instructor. And one of the things she pointed out to me, which I really had already known that, is the importance of breathing deeply. We as a human race, we just breathe so shallow. So we are really not expanding our diaphragm, and we are not enjoying the luxury of a deep breath. When we begin to breathe deep, that includes us breathing from our diaphragm, way down there. And it expands our lungs and our chest. And those are the practices that they utilize in the yoga that she teaches. And as I say, I already spoke with her briefly, so in a few weeks we will have her here on the show. The next thing, we all have imperfections. We need to embrace them. Oftentimes, we know about these things, and for some of us who have dear friends, they probably point out these imperfections to us. I want to tell you, don't be too sensitive that you get bent out of shape when somebody loves you enough to point out your imperfections. Be humble. Take it. Show appreciation. Thank the person for loving you enough to point that out to you. But do not get bent out of shape and stop speaking to the person and talk about, oh, well, you got go tell me that. Who make you this and who make you that? People who love us and people who are spending time with us and people who are seeing our every move, if they love us and if they care about us, they are not telling us what we want to hear. They are telling us what we need to hear. And that is more important. So for those of you who have people in your lives that will tell you about your imperfections so that you can continue to work on them to enhance your life, call yourself blessed. Call yourself blessed. A lot of us, you know, our imperfection helps us to reveal our individuality a lot of times. I learned some stuff about myself and some things got revealed and I just crack out laughing. I laugh, gut-wrenching laugh at myself. And every day, as I mentioned, every day life throws you a curveball and every day life reveals something else. But you must be able to laugh at yourself. Sometimes we do stupid things. So be able to laugh at yourself. This way, when other people are laughing at you, you will see them as laughing with you because you're going to be laughing too. So you're not going to be bent out of shape and sever relationships for those reasons. Now, all of us, especially as adults, I know that there are many adults who has never done this. And I'm going to talk about doing something in your life that will make a difference for humanity. Everybody, doesn't matter where you are, you can volunteer for somebody. You can help somebody out. I know in America, there are so many different opportunities for people to volunteer. But I am not sure how it goes in other countries. If there is an opportunity for you to help somebody, it might be a neighbor. It does not need to be any government agency or any program that is set up. If you look around enough, you are going to see somebody that needs your help. And you just need to help that person. You do it because you want to do it from your heart, not because of what you can get for that person. So I know some people, they adopt kids from other countries, and they send certain amount of money that will help to feed those children. And I think this is a perfect spot for me to talk about the breakfast feeding program that I am setting up in Jamaica at the Carmel Moravian School. Do you have any question, guests in the room? If you have any questions, guests, you can type it in the room. Well, here is what happened. I went to Jamaica on vacation, went to visit my old school. You look on the my Facebook page, you will see the event that I created there. And while I was speaking with the principal of my old school, she pointed out to me how hungry children are coming to school. They have a lunch program, but there is no breakfast program. And the minute she said that to me, as a matter of fact, the morning when my son and I, when we were driving down town, we were talking about the same thing, that kids are going to school hungry. And then 4 hours later, for me to be in a whole another parish and to be told that the children are coming to school hungry, it was indeed a aha moment for me. So when she pointed that out to me, the Spirit said to me, that's why I send you here today. And I said to her, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I am committing to get this breakfast program started and to maintain it. And ladies and gentlemen, it's only 100 kids. It's not like it's a lot of kids. So we are going to want to do 500 breakfasts every week. I already have 4 donors. And I know that there are many more donors that will be coming forward to help with the breakfast program at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland. So if you go to my Facebook page, if you are my friend or my subscriber, look in the event place and look for the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School. And you can donate there via PayPal, or you can inbox me if you want to mail a check in or any kind of donation. I want to thank you in advance for your support in getting a hot breakfast into the stomach of these children. So I look forward to hearing from you and for getting your support to feed these children. All right, let's continue on the topic, self-care tips for your body and soul. And remember, if you have a question or an insight, if you're in the chat room, you can type it. Those of you who are listening online, you are welcome to call me, 646-915-8166. Please call me and let us talk about what's on your mind. The next thing I want to encourage you to do, instead of spending so much time watching the TV and the soap operas or staying on the computer all that time, read a nonfiction book. What I know is that nonfiction books will expand your mind. Reading fiction to expand your imagination and your creativity. You'll find out by reading those things, you probably will begin to evolve as a writer yourself. But take the time to read. Read more. If you don't want to invest in the books, get a library card and borrow. Borrow from the library. A lot of times there are local libraries in your town that's having book sale. Go and invest in getting some books for yourself. Because that's the best thing you could do for yourself. The next thing I mentioned about watching the television, and watch less of it. Be sure to watch things that are empowering you. Not the things of like the reality TV and you're there watching it and you think, you know, my life sucks and look at what they are doing there. Remember, guys, that is TV. It's TV. It's a script that's written and they're acting it out. So embrace yourself. Embrace your life. And know that you are getting out of life that which you put in. So what they say about computers, garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. So if you want to have a better life, you have to start put more empowering and inspiring things on the inside in order for you to manifest all the good things that you deserve. Welcome back, guest 5521. If you have any questions about self-care tips for your body and soul, please write it in the chat room and I will be sure to answer that question for you. Unplug yourself. What is it you are plugged into? There's some people have some friends that every time they want to dump or to unload, you are the one they call. So you got to know sometimes that you either unplug the phone from the wall or you turn it off. But you got to know to unplug yourself. You unplug yourself from the gadgets. You unplug yourself from the people that are not helping your life to be productive. And once you do that, you really do not owe anybody any explanation about unplugging yourself. If each and every one of us need to create boundaries in our lives. And some of these are physical boundaries, but some of them is also digital boundaries, because some of us, the relationships are online and they're bagging us down just like coming to our front door and come inside. And sitting down for 3-4 hours talking about a whole lot of nothing. So unplug yourself from all those situations that is not serving you well. All those situations are all those people. You got to know when relationships are toxic. You got to know that. And toxicity is not good for nobody. There's none of us that is perfect. However, we got to examine the things that we are involved in and know, hey, this needs a little fixing, that needs a little fixing. I cannot fix the next person. I can only fix me. So let me unplug myself and do some work in me. The next thing I want to mention is to be of service. Try to always find ways to be at service. It does not need to be a lot. It doesn't have to be something big. Just do something. It might be just to call the neighbor next door and said, I'm going to the post office. Do you need anything at the post office? Do you need anything at the grocery store? Oh, I went to the supermarket and they have X, Y, and Z on sale. I know you like this. I pick it up for you. Just little things. Find out what is the most convenient way that you can be of service to others. Each and every one of us can always be of service to somebody else. We just are not taking the time to do that. I want to welcome guest 6106 to the show. We are speaking this evening about self-care tips for our body and soul. If you have any input, be sure to write it in the chat room, or you're welcome to call 646-915-8166 and press the number 1 so that I know that you have a question. So, it always warms my heart when I find ways to be of service to others. And, you know, for example, I got a new volunteer at the TV show this past Thursday. And I was so honored yesterday when I read a message on my Facebook page where the gentleman thanked me for the episode that I did, because he says everything that I spoke about on that episode applied to his life. And he was blessed that he came and volunteered for me when I was doing that. And I thank God for that honor, that I was able to bless him in that way. So, you know, we never know how we are going to be of service to others. We can always find ways to inspire others. A word of encouragement. Sometimes it's a handshake. Just find a little way to inspire others. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is to embrace you. Know that you are perfect just the way you are. You are invaluable. You are enough. God created you for a time like this. You are powerful. There are so many things that you were called to do, and you just need to begin to do that. Know that no one else can strip you from that which you are called for. No one. No one can stop you. So I want to encourage you to just love you more and begin to do great things. I want to play that this song from Elder Peer, and it's that Your latter will be greater, and then I'm going to come back and continue with self-care tips for your body and soul.
My latter shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. Of all that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past. And my ladder shall be greater than all of my past. Like of all that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past.
It's sure going to be greater. And I know that because, listen, I am giving you some powerful tools that you're going to begin to take care of yourself to make sure your latter is going to be greater. Listen, we ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Self-care is an act of loving yourself, as one visitor in the chat room wrote earlier on. It's authentic self-love. Maybe the act is to nourish your mind, your body, and your spirit. Whatever it is you do, do something nurturing for you. You don't put off from taking a needed break or having some time for you. You create a better relationship with yourself. I want to talk about, we have 16 minutes remaining, and I want to speak to you about the importance of journaling and affirmation. There are some great books out there of affirmation, but I personally enjoy creating index cards that I create my affirmations on. And I can put them on like a little ring. I write them on 3x5 cards and I put them on the little ring. And, you know, when I travel, I can have them. It's more convenient to travel with than a big book. And it can fit in your purse or something. So get those little cards and write your affirmation on them. So for those of you who are carpooling or you're traveling on the train to work or the bus, you can use that time to really harness into your daily affirmation cards. Self-care is taking care of your inner home. And obviously, you do not wreck yourself apart when you undertake self-care. This means that you don't give excuses for feeling tired, carrying or crying or going on for an expensive manicure, pedicure, massage, buying a piece of nice jewelry for yourself, a dress, a shoes, a purse. Hey, you deserve it too. You deserve it too. So don't be bent out of shape when you have to do those things, because you deserve every bit of it. You are as important as the other members of your family. Put on the schedule, if it's even once a month, to go have a body massage. Yes, you deserve it. And yes, your husband probably giving you a massage, but go get a professional massage, unless he's a masseuse. You go spend the money to enjoy that massage. Let me tell you something. You are going to be walking on cloud 2000 after you get that. And journal, 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 journal. Not only negative things, but journal all the positive things. And every day that you learn something new about you, journal about it. Who knows? Maybe one day the rest of the world will read it, because it will be in a book. I was speaking with a friend of mine who now lives in Atlanta. And she knows how much I admire journaling. And she was telling me how much she's journaling. And she said, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And I said, it's a book in the making. And she laughed. But a lot of authors, their books are always their journal that they write for the rest of us to see it. So take some time to pamper yourself. You know, pedicure, manicure, massage. Just go to the beach, go to the swimming pool. Just relax, go to the sauna at the gym and just give yourself, get some nice heat in your body and just relax. Okay? Take time to meditate and to pray. You know, when you listen to the episode, you are going to you're going to learn what my daily practices are. I share what I do every day. And I'm not saying you do the same thing, but just like keep track of that which you are doing in your lifestyle, which helps to keep you on the right track. The other thing we need to do as women, we got to learn to say no with pride. A lot of times we really, as women, do not know how to say N-O, no, with a big old smile on your face. We think that we got to say yes to everything. Everything that we are asked to do, we say, oh, yeah, 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 I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. I'll do this, I'll do that. Okay, yes, 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 yes. No, you got to learn to say no. Because what happened, a lot of times, we already are spreading ourselves too thin. Too thin. And you pile something on, and you take, you know, from earth to heaven, you know that you have bitten off more than you can chew. Yet, you keep saying, oh yeah, I'll do it, I'll do it, and it never gets done. So it is better for you to say no, and let them move on to the next person on their list. Listen, you are not the only person that can do this task that well. There are other people who can do it as good as you or even better. So said, not this time. I don't know about down the road, but this time it is not for me. Remember, watch what you're putting in your mouth. You know, what are you eating? What are you snacking on? Watch those things. Let it be healthy. Everything in moderation. It's the excess that gets us in trouble. So everything in moderation. You know? The other thing, I love baths. I love baths a lot. And I just enjoy sitting in the bathtub and take a detoxifying hot bath with Epsom salts and peppermint and lavender. And I tell you something, that thing can detoxify your body. When you get out of it, be cautious, because you are just going to be sweating so profusely. But I tell you, you feel good, you feel rejuvenated, and tomorrow you wake up, you have so much energy. So much energy. So take care of yourself. Now, what are you doing for you other than we talk about the self-pampering and all of that? What else are you doing for yourself? I'm sure with all this self-care, you can find room to choose a couple new hobbies. What is it? Golf? Cooking classes? What is it? Zumba? What it is? You find out something that has your name on it, and you go out there and just enjoy it. Enjoy it and have fun. Have fun doing it. Remember, you don't have to perfect it. Just enjoy it. I bought an easel, and I'm going to start playing with the paints. And I'll see what comes out of it. I'll take a picture of it, and I'll put it up on the radio site here so people can see what it is that I am doing. Next Sunday, I'm going to have a guest on. His name is Mark, and he's going to be bringing a group from Brazil here, and they're going to talk about prejudice and all of that. So I'm going to have him on the show because I'm excited about the work that they are doing. So I want to bring him on to talk about that. So he's going to be one of the guests next Sunday evening here on the show. And again, if you are looking for a coach, remember to contact me. I am an experienced master spiritual coach and a master transformational coach. Are you looking to transform your life? Look no further. You can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. If you are looking to take advantage of your adversity, look no further. I have been there. I'm not just talking about what I learned from the textbooks. I'm sharing with you my life that I have lived. I can help you. So if you're looking for a coach, I want you to connect with me. If you are looking for a speaker for your event, look no further. Have business will travel. Have business will travel. So I look forward to hearing from you either by email or by message me. If you have not yet connected with me on Facebook, please look for Daphne Clark-Hudson on Facebook. Subscribe to me. Subscribe to the A New Day radio show, the A New Day TV show, the Vision Weekend Conference. Just subscribe to us. And also, look for the breakfast feeding program and write something there. Tell us what you think about it. Share it with others. And we are looking for your support on this project. Well, if you did not get to join us live, I know you will be downloading this episode. Share it with others so they can understand how they can take care of their spiritual self. Self-care tips for your body and soul. Be sure to share this with somebody else. And if you have a story, I want to hear from you. I would love to speak with you about your story and use it to help empower and transform the lives of other listeners. Remember to visit me on the show page here. Write a comment. Mark the show favorite so that you can be kept informed of who the guests are or what the conversations will be. I thank you. I'm grateful that you have made the decision and have made the decision to listen to this show. I thank you. I want you to have a blessed week. Remember to take care of yourself and to find some time for service to others.
My destiny.
I know what I'm here for.
Tell the Lord, thank you. favor that came with this day. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's death.